Well, hello, everybody. I just want to talk about the relationship scam. I know one of you probably thinking the relationship scam. Yeah, well, we can call it cheating. But even cheating is a scam. You have to lie, and you have to con the person that you're with. So it's a scam. And the reason why I caught the relationship scam is because you're scamming the other person. You're in a relationship with somebody, maybe because it's financially beneficial for you. Maybe you're just lonely and this person's giving you love and affection that you want, but you're not ready to settle down. Men and women go through this all the time. And why, you're probably thinking, why would you be involved with somebody? You know what? That's a good question. If you're not ready to be committed with somebody, you shouldn't be with anybody. But I will say this, the relationship scam is very interesting because of the fact that the person's with this other person because of whatever reason they're with them, but they don't know what they want. They don't know if they want to be committed. They don't know how to be in a relationship. Maybe because they were cheated on, they don't trust anybody. Or not that they don't trust anybody, but they just like to play games. They like to be the person that's on top of things. And regardless, they might truly, truly care for this person they're with, may even have some love for them, but they're not ready to be settled down with somebody and to give them their all. Maybe they're looking to get pregnant so they can get some child support from them. Or maybe even income tax money. Who knows? But I have a friend of mine that's actually going through this whole situation right now with the person that they're with. It's caught her not necessarily cheating, but just found certain messages. I was able to screenshot them and saved them. And he was holding off and holding off and holding off the best he could until he couldn't take it. You know, because we all have a limit. I don't care who you are, we all have our limits on what we're able to take. And I feel really bad for him. And I had to stop and think and pause for a second. And I'm sorry if there's a little delay there, but I feel bad for him because I see what he's going through. I can see the hurt in his eyes. And he confronts her with stuff, and she turns it around and makes it seem like it's all him. Blame his insecurities. You know, he's able to find out when she's home and when she's not, and she doesn't even know it. And then when he brings anything up to her, she turns it around and makes it seem like he's the bad person, that he's insecure. And is he insecure? I don't know. But what I was able to gather and what I've seen, and he showed me what he had. It's amazing how somebody can could take advice from somebody who isn't even faithful themselves, and then when they're not faithful, then they try to give relationship advice to people. That amazes me. It's like that person who's been divorced, and married, divorced, and married at least 10 times, and wants to give you marriage advice. If your marriage hasn't worked the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth time and you've been divorced, what makes you think I'm going to take advice from you? Now, come on. And when I call this a scam, I really do think it's a relationship, cheating on a relationship is a scam. And if you're cheating on somebody, definitely can't you can't progress anywhere. You never the scam's going to catch up with you, basically. And it's going to fall apart. You know, people get hurt, people involved. Sometimes children are involved. You know, sometimes children have to lie for the parent that's in the relationship with this other person, whether it's the male or the female, to cover their tracks because they don't want to blame the parent or snitch on the parent because of the fact that they're out there doing whatever they're doing. So they lie for them, and they think it's okay to lie. And then they learn this whole thing from their parents too, and they grew up thinking that's okay to do that. So relationship scam is a very interesting one. Regardless if you're with somebody because it's financially beneficial for you. If you're in a relationship because you can't pay the bills, you need some support, you shouldn't be in a relationship for that. Because if you don't really truly love that person, if you really truly don't want to have a life with that person, don't move them in. Don't move in someone in a short time that you've known them. And don't move in with somebody in a short time that you've known them. Especially when it's like I said, many reasons why you're moving in with somebody because you don't want to be alone and they're filling that void. You don't want to, you're financially not able to take care of yourself. Maybe this person was doing something for you that you never had someone do for you, and then you just don't have that same feeling for that person, even though they're doing their best to do what they can for you. And this guy that I'm talking about, I feel bad for him just for the fact that what he's told me and what I was able to gather, he informed me that when he got with this individual, he had a substantial amount of money. He wasn't rich, but he had anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 on him. And he was putting money in her account because she put him on his account. He put money in his account to take care of this and take care of that while he was trying to find work. He known her for a few weeks and she moved him in right away. Has the youngest her youngest child call him daddy. It's crazy. I mean, and then now he's emotionally attached because of this child, regardless of how he feels for her. And I just have to tell you that that's just plain wrong. I mean, you're feeding on someone's emotion. You're scamming their emotions. You are totally just tearing that whole thing apart, and that's wrong. And I just have to tell you that's one thing you have to watch out for. You need to watch out for that relationship scam. Get to know somebody. Talk to them. Find out what you have in common. That saying that goes opposites attract. Well, you know what? That's completely wrong because how many times you're with somebody that you don't have anything in common for or with? You don't have anything in common with this particular person. And you try to get a relationship with them. The relationship is not going to last very long. You need to find somebody that shares the same ideals that you do, same interests. Doesn't have to be exactly the same, but you need to find somebody that has same types of movies you like, same types of food, same things that you have in common, maybe similar goals, places that you enjoy. Certain types of movies. I mean, you might not be exactly right there, but if many things are more similar than opposing, then that's the person you need to focus on. Everybody's all in looks and money. Money isn't everything. Money pays the bills and gives you money to take this person out or go out on a date or go out of town. But money isn't going to be there all the time because one person might make more money than the other. And as you're together in a relationship trying to build something together, it doesn't matter who makes the most and who makes the least. If you're together for the long haul, you're there to take care of each other. It doesn't matter who's working and then something happens, they lose their job, and now this person isn't good for you anymore. That's not a true relationship. That's not a true thing. If you're looking for a long-term goal, marriage, those are just ground to building something for yourself. So as I come here and I talk to you guys about things that I've experienced, that I've seen people go through. And the relationship scam is a topic that I will be on. We'll just call this one segment of relationship scams, and we'll be back on this. I know we will. The very interesting story about this guy is that he's a nice guy. He's really cool. You know, he's a little bit younger than the person he's involved with, but she puts him on a roller coaster of emotions. She feeds on that roller coaster of emotions. She manipulates him a lot. She knows how to twist things around. And I know this, and I see this, and I just tell him, be careful. Just be careful. Because what he's like, well, I'm going to let her know that I know this. And I told him a couple times before, and I said, hold off, wait. I said, don't do that quite yet. I said, because if you do right now, she's going to turn things around. She's going to make you seem like you're insecure, you're the bad person, which has already happened. There's something I don't get. On a side note, you know, if the person you're with is, and you're with them because you care for them, and the looks isn't that important to you because you found something out about this person, and then somebody that's, let's say, better looking than this other person that you're with talks to you and has a slight interest in you because there's something about you that attracts them to you. And then that other person says, well, I can't believe this because that person's ugly. And I find that very funny because the opposite sex would definitely be angry with the fact that someone talks to you. And it could be completely innocent. And it doesn't matter if you're doing something wrong or not. It's natural for someone to get jealous. But it's even more natural for someone to get super jealous when they're actually doing all the wrong. And then they get mad at you because somebody's talking to you. And they fly off the handle. And a lot of times, and I will say this is true, if someone's accusing you of cheating, you're not. 9 times out of 10, they are. And I've always told people, follow your instinct. Even if you're wrong, follow your instinct. Because 9 times out of 10, you're going to be right. If you think you're wrong, you're probably not. You know, your instinct, your gut feeling will tell you something's up. Something's wrong. And it happens. Some people have a twitch in their eye or a ringing in their ear or this feeling, you know, that they have over them. And that's because, and they think something's going on. And it is. And they find out later on. So, relationship scam, cheating, relationship scam. It's a relationship scam. I don't care what you want to call it. It's a relationship scam, whether it's a long-term relationship, a short-term relationship, a relationship that is going on for a day or 2 days or a week or a month or 3 months. You know, I have to say that if you're in a relationship in the first 3 months, you're going to get to know that person. And you'll know that if you want to continue going to find out more about them, or you're just like, you know what, this isn't for me. You know, don't rush in your relationship. Get to know the person. And this is all for now. There'll be more. There'll be more about the relationship scams. Y'all take care of yourselves. And until next time. I thank you for joining me in this podcast. And this is to help you keep informed so that you don't get scammed. It's more common than you think. Until next time.